It's a groovy Sunday.
Is it?
I'm grooving.
Okay.
Are you grooving?
Not really.
Have you tried? When's the last time you grooved?
Earlier today, I had a good groove. It was a full evacuation.
Nice and solid.
Nice and solid. It wasn't a wet one. It wasn't a watery baby shit. It was a big boy. It was a big boy poop. Why am I talking about poop?
This is a good transition into something I've been wanting to say for a while.
Uh-oh. Yes.
You ever have just like one of those really satisfying shits and you wish you could share it with somebody?
You know what?
Like you get the one that's like one unbroken piece, completely nice.
Does
uniform.
It coil or is it like a submarine?
Iceberg. It's like an iceberg.
Oh, okay.
But an iceberg's on the top and the bottom of the bowl.
I got to do something real quick.
Yeah, so like you get one of those and you just want to share it with somebody.
Okay, you can tell me, but I don't want to see the pictures or anything. But you can always tell me about a good shit. I'm going to be like proud of you.
Where's a good boy?
Oh god. I'm not going to talk like that to you.
That's for you.
Because when people talk like that to me, it does a thing or two in my loins.
Show him a thing or two. Or three. Show him a thing or three.
Show him all the things.
That's a Groucho Marx bit.
Oh.
From, goddamn, which one? It's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've watched it. It's one of the Marx Brothers movies. It was Duck Soup when they declare war. He says, I'll show him a thing or two. Or three. Show him a thing or three.
That's not that funny.
You got to remember, this was in the 30s.
Hmm.
This was the peak of comedy in the 1930s.
That's sad. That was the peak of comedy in the 30s. That's not that funny.
You more of a Three Stooges fan?
Not even really.
I'm honestly surprised at how violent the Three Stooges can be. You ever watch some old Three Stooges clips and it's
well,
like
Well, yeah, my dad
shocking.
Had like a whole fucking like the whole set, like, and I was just like, this isn't like that funny. It's just like Jackass, but like fucking
black and white.
Yeah, I wasn't
or as your dad would have said, black and white.
No, he would have said something worse.
Mm.
My dad is that person.
Okay,
or was that person? He dead now. Good riddance.
Now that we're done talking about racism,
I was gonna say, I wonder what happened to my dad, like his body. Because he's dead, and we ain't claiming him.
Burning in hell?
Well, that's what happened to his soul, if he had one, if I believed in that sort of thing. But I'm thinking the city probably just took care of, like, getting rid of it somehow. Because, like...
Grind it up into cornflakes?
Well, back in Pinconning, Michigan, the funeral home was in the same building and attached to the same building as the deli and meat market and grocery store. And they had this thing, which was called ground bologna. And it's like, okay, I don't know if a lot of people experienced what ground bologna is, but basically if you've ever seen what's called ham salad... It's disgusting.
It sounds horrible, but I'm also like singing a song in my head right now.
What?
Is that squire by the fire? Mercy, no, sir. Look closer. You'll notice it's grosser. Looks thicker. More like vicar. No, it has to be grosser. It's green. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu.
It's Sweeney Todd. It's Sweeney Todd.
Okay, I can...
With the Johnny Deppman...
Okay.
And the Helena Bonham Carterness.
Uh-huh.
And what's his face? Snape. Alan Rickman.
I loved him.
He's so good in that movie.
Is he dead now?
Yeah, he's dead now.
But
like Sweeney Todd, as much as every time I've rewatched it, I always say to myself, this movie's gonna suck. And it doesn't completely.
I don't think I've ever seen it in its entirety, and I'm okay with that. And I like the fact that he murders Sacha Baron Cohen in it.
Yeah. I mean...
Like, that is my favorite part. Because I fucking hate Sacha Baron Cohen.
I mean...
Like, I find him to be insufferably annoying. Any fucking character I've ever seen him play makes me want to kill myself, but also him, just to end my suffering and then also assist in ending the world's suffering.
I mean, you've seen him as Ali G, right?
But do I need to in order to fucking hate him?
He's like a Middle Eastern British guy who's like really into hip hop.
Yeah, that's fine.
Named Ali G.
Yeah, I hate him.
And there's a scene in the movie where he's getting shot
there's
at
by... There's a movie?
Yeah.
With Ali G?
Yes, and he's getting shot at by machine guns. He's getting shot at by machine guns, and they do the bit where there's like an outline of him because they all suck at shooting, but there's an outline of him and like a 3-foot-long penis hanging in front of him.
Oh, God, that's so fucking stupid.
So that's the kind of shit that I watched in like high school.
You probably...
I thought Borat was the fucking bomb.
I fucking hated Borat. I hated Borat. I hated Borat so much. I just... I thought the Sacha Baron Cohen was like the most fucking annoying piece of shit human being. I mean, he's probably not a bad guy, I'm sure. Probably, whatever. I don't know him personally. I ain't his bud. But the characters he plays and the fucking comedy he attempts.
Let's switch over to someone a little more interesting.
Where's my cat?
Where is your cat? Welcome to Let's Watch Something.
Hi.
My name is Anthony.
I'm a Jack.
And we are starting. Happy birthday, Jack.
It's my Jacktober.
Week one of Jacktober is starting with The Craft.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I was really disappointed by the lack of mac and cheese.
You know, we could have had macaroni and cheese while we watched this movie, but that's not keto, is it?
I mean, were you going to have macaroni and cheese?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking about that. I wasn't planning on having macaroni. You know what?
But you were planning on talking shit on me?
I wasn't planning on doing that either, actually.
Like, it just happens.
The concept of The Craft, when you said it, the words macaroni and cheese came through like from being blessed by a deity.
Handed down.
Handed down.
They speak a language we cannot comprehend, and all that you picture as they're speaking is
speaking of
macaroni and cheese.
Oh yeah, no. Because I've only learned to decipher the macaroni and cheese part.
We all have our priorities.
We don't have macaroni and cheese. Is it the unicorns? No? Okay, that's fine. I don't really eat it that much anyway. We did have unicorn-shaped noodles for macaroni and cheese before.
Nice.
Because I'm a child and I can't eat noodles that are boring. We have wagon wheels and shells.
Shells and cheese are great.
I like shells and cheese, but...
Annie Hoosits.
Uh-huh.
The Craft.
The craft.
1995. How would you call it? What would you describe that as? Horror fantasy? Horror? Comedy? Drama?
Like psycho?
Homoerotic?
It's not homoerotic.
It's not very gay. Which is surprising coming from a recommendation from you.
Thanks!
Wow. That was the most intense snort I've ever heard in my ears.
That means it likes you.
So it's got.
Where am I going?
Where are you going?
I'm trying to find where I'm. Yeah. Okay, so go ahead. Say words.
Story following four girls. Three of them are friends in a school in Los Angeles.
Something like that.
Nancy, Bonnie, and Rochelle.
Rochelle. Yeah.
And they're the witch ladies. They're the three girls in the school that practice witchcraft.
They're the weird little ones.
Yeah, they sit in circles with candles and say rhymes.
Yeah.
And then bad things happen. They say, "We did that! That was us!" Like fucking ISIS claiming bad shit. That's what witches do. Don't deny it. They sit there and they say rhymes, and when something happens, they say, "I did that."
Okay.
It's like
I'm gonna let you have it.
Yeah. I have opinions about
Witchery?
Witchcraft and wizardry.
Wizardry.
Like,
you're a wizard, Harry.
It falls under the same.
You're a wizard.
It follows under the same umbrella as, like, zodiac signs. The people that are, like, into paganism and the satanic religion, I get that. There are tenets to that. Mm-hmm. The people that are into witchcraft, it's just like, they're making their own fucking rules half the time.
I'm gonna take this fucking leaf.
Someone's hair.
Fart in a bottle.
get a frog.
Eat a lizard.
Say some rhymes, and then I'm gonna get struck by lightning. And then suddenly my mom's gonna miss her period. It's how fucking witchcraft works.
I just like farting in bottles.
Like, this is a very 90s ass movie.
It's fun. Fuck you.
No, I'm not saying that as a bad thing. It's saying fun. Like it almost looked like
90s.
You remember how
it looks like the 90s.
How I say like a movie feels like it's from a certain era. It feels like the same era as Murder by Numbers.
It was at least like almost 10 years earlier. Roughly?
I think we had this exact same conversation with that movie where I said like it felt like it was from the 90s.
Yeah, that one's a bit...
It's a bit nap.
You know...
So anywho, Sarah is moving to a new school in a new town.
We don't know anything about Sarah. Who's Sarah?
Sarah? Robin Tunney?
Tunney.
Tunney?
Tunney. Yeah, whatever. Robin Tummy.
Robin Tumbly.
Rublin Tumbly.
She's your all-American girl.
Is she?
With the dead mom.
Dead mom.
Dead
stepmom.
Mom. Dead mom.
Dead mom.
It's a great song from the Beetlejuice musical called Dead Mom. Mm. It's a fucking showstopper.
I have a dead mom.
And a dead dad.
And a dead dad. You're right.
Yeah, lots of dead people on your family. I don't mean to be sounding like I'm happy about that. I'm sorry. I have no idea why I'm talking in this tone.
Dun, dun, dun. Dead people. Ow. Dead people. Dead.
So she has a dead mom and
apparently
her dad.
Apparently I have a dead people dance.
Yeah, dead people dance.
Dead people. I'm jazz handing, like jazz. I call these my hams.
I would keep going with this joke, but it would make you sad.
Why?
Because dead people.
Dead people. Dead
people. Dead people. Dead people.
I'm
Spirit Fingers. So Sarah has a dead dead people in her life.
I'm so mad at you. I'm so mad at you that I'm so mad that you made that joke and not me. I'm so like
you were about to say I'm the funny one.
I'm the funny one. I am the funny one, and I'm mad that you made that joke, but not me. Okay. Can you really ever take me seriously? Why would anyone take me serious? Why would anyone
My
take
face
me
hurts.
Serious? Why would anyone take me serious? Why would anybody take me serious? Why would anyone take me serious? Take me serious.
You're about to do the fucking gospel though.
Don't take me serious. Don't take me serious. Don't take me serious. Anyway, I'm a little out of breath now.
When was the last time we had such a good case of the giggles?
I don't know. I eat them.
Nom, 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 nom.
I don't...
How do you prepare your giggles? Are they microwaved or like do you boil them on the stovetop?
I bake them in the oven with my nuggies. My dino nuggies.
You put them like just under the tray of nuggies on the on the bottom rack?
No, on the side.
On the side? Oh.
Sprinkle them on the side. You know, when I get a case of the giggles, usually I go to the doctor and they give me like an antibiotic.
Yeah, it's just something to get rid of the itch.
Yeah. I mean, I have, you know what really helps an itchy butthole though?
The giggles.
A good poop. Yeah. A good hard poop. It's got to be a hard poop.
It's like scratching the whole way down.
Yes. You got to eat peanuts. Yeah, eat them Snickers bars because if you're hungry, why wait? Just grab a Snickers.
Snickerdoodle.
And then you poop them peanuts out because for some reason, no matter how much you chew a peanut up, it always comes out whole. Same with corn.
Groundbreaking.
Have you never looked at your poop when you have... You've never looked at your poop?
Yes, I have. We've talked about this.
Oh, yeah. With your poop and a boop and a like iceberg and a...
Yeah. Oh. Sarah's starting her first day at school at a Catholic school.
Yeah. Go Jesus.
Go fighting Jesus.
It's like the fucking Celtics, like symbol, like
but like just Jesus
the fighting Irish
in the fucking robe.
Jesus. It's fucking all Catholic schools should be like that. That's their fucking.
Their mascot is just Jesus.
It's fighting Jesus. He's just like
ready to throw hands.
Yes. Oh God.
Oh my God. There's so much material in this movie.
Oh God. Fucking go fighting Jesus.
While they're moving in, a fucking dude just walks in their house hobo. With a snake.
He's just like, here, I found this in you.
I found this in your backyard. You want it?
I'm like, I would just be like, motherfucker, what makes you think why would I want the snake you found? Who the fuck are you?
Like, there are implications of what this guy is, and I feel like a better movie would have run with it, because he's like the harbinger.
Yeah.
Because he shows up and says, I had a dream with you, and you were dead. Like, there is some shit there. And the movie just throws him under the bus.
Literally.
Absolutely literally. Just rump.
Rumble.
Hit by a goddamn car.
He's a rumble strip. Oh, goddamn. I'm going to call him Rumble Strip. Rumble Strip Skin. Like Rumble Still Skin.
Fucking... What's the name of the dog from fucking Wacky Races?
I don't know what Wacky Races is.
There's
Wacky Races.
Dick Dastardly and his mutt.
Why would I think? What would I know?
And that's how he laughs. He does like he doesn't. I can't fucking do it. No, it's like the squealy sound that you were just doing. Yes, with the mouth, the hand over the mouth. That's it.
I can't. That hurts to do. I'm you know sure that? Does. That hurts my abs.
Your flabdominals?
Excuse me.
You got a 12-pack under there.
I got something. There is
muscle underneath here. There is
an extreme amount of muscle underneath these fucking eight-inch layer.
The seven-layer nacho dip that is Jack.
Yeah. That's cute. Why is that cute?
Because it's an insult. Why
is it?
It sounds like one. I feel like I'm insulting you, and I feel bad.
I think being a seven layer dip makes me sound like I'm delicious. I don't know about you, but I think being delicious sounds nice.
Any who's it?
Tell me that if I said, "Damn, you look like a delicious cake," is that an insult?
No.
If I'm looking like a seven layer dip. That sounds makes me sound delicious.
I guess you're right.
I'm fucking delicious. Baby, get your chips and dip on this. You're like, bless you.
You know how like Catholic schools would like slap the kids in the wrist with the ruler? It's kind of what I'm feeling like doing right now. I was like, stop it. No. No dip.
You can hit me if you want, Daddy.
You're gonna tell Randall though.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna tell Randall for sure.
Okay, so Sarah's starting her first day at school.
Oh, yeah, she did that.
Rochelle, Bonnie, and Nancy, they're all, like, begging for a fourth member to complete their circle, their coven of witches. And here comes Nancy, being all weird and shit, making a pencil spin in the air, which is kind of silly. And then she gets asked out by fucking Chris Hooker. And his name is
Skeet.
Chris Hooker.
Oh, that's his name?
Yeah, his last name was Hooker. Why would they do that to a character? Like, it's dumb. It's bad and dumb.
There's a movie called Pecker where the main character's name is Pecker, but it's not anything about penises.
Oh, bummer.
It's actually a really good movie.
Had my hopes up.
Has Edward Furlong in it, who we had mentioned was from American History X. He played the little brother.
Oh, that's right.
Because Edward Furlong played the little brother.
And Edward, for short, played the older brother.
Edward Norton.
I'm doing a joke on Furlong.
Furlong. Fur F-U-R. Fur, like...
Bleh. Fur F-U? Any who's it?
F-U.
The witches are all trying to court this girl by taking her to a bookshop where they sell witchy things. And the lady at the bookstore is all like, you're a natural born witch. If I were selling Wicca,
of course I would tell people that.
I would tell everybody that. You have a natural born power about you. Here's books that you can purchase from me to harness your powers.
She actually gives that one girl a book.
She does.
Just gives it though.
First taste is free.
Like cocaine.
Yep, first hit is free.
Like meth.
Yep.
Wait, I don't think that's how that works.
I mean, you do anything to get someone addicted, you sell them whatever you want.
So...
Sucking dick for witch books.
Oh, I was gonna say my ass. But, okay. I just want people addicted to my ass.
There's an awkward cut from the girls kind of like walking around town after a dude gets hit by a bus.
Uh-huh.
Or a car, rather. Snake boy.
Snake man.
And she's sitting like on a rooftop with Chris Hooker making out.
Is it a rooftop?
It looked like a rooftop.
Something.
Yeah. Cinematography of this movie is very...
awkward.
Yeah, like everything's cropped in. Like there's not a lot of establishing shots, setting up areas. I mean, to be fair, a lot of it takes place in homes and in schools. So you don't need an establishing shot for a fucking hallway. You put lockers behind your actors.
Yeah.
That's high school. You got a fucking gym. You got a gym. You know what that shit looks like. Or prison.
I don't know why everything's just or prison.
So yeah, she's all like, I think I might be a witch. These girls want
to. I think I'm pregnant.
I think I'm pregnant.
With a witch.
These girls want her to join their coven. And she's got the prettiest boy in school.
Johnny Depp. Great value Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Like asking her out and being like, hey, we gotta fuck or what? And she's like, nah.
And then he goes and tells everyone that they did it anyway.
Yep, and then it sucked. Some dank pussy.
Ew.
And not the good kind of dank.
Stank. Stank poon.
Oh, God. The whole concept...
It smelled like milk. The entire time, it smelled like milk.
She was eating milk duds the entire time?
I love milk duds.
Whoppers is the one I was thinking of.
Oh, no.
She's eating Whoppers the whole time.
Why is your pussy malted?
Malted milk vagina.
Actually, that doesn't sound too bad.
I mean, Whoppers, I love Whoppers, but you can't deny the fact that malted milk just tastes like lightly spoiled milk.
I still kind of like, it's like not really like spoiled milk, but like.
It's like smelling your own farts.
I love smelling my own farts.
It's like, whew, that stinks. Whew.
It's like, that stinks. I love it.
That's the experience of eating Whoppers. It's like, ugh.
That's disgusting.
Tastes like spoiled milk.
But I love it. This spoiled tastes milk. Like fart.
Chocolate-covered spoiled milk.
Oh, chocolate-covered farts.
So yeah, she's suddenly embarrassed by Chris Hooker telling everybody at school that she's like gross and loose and slut shaming someone that he didn't even fuck.
Yeah, right. Like, see, if someone started a rumor about me at a school like that, you know what I would have said? I would have been like, you know why it was a bad lay? He ain't got no dick. It's like my thumbnail. But the only reason I would body shame him for having a small pepe is because he was slut-shaming me first.
Yeah.
So he deserves it.
So yes, Chris Hooker is a dickbag. We see Rochelle is getting picked on by a racist girl.
Yeah, fuck Marcia.
And then Bonnie, who is probably the most sympathetic character that I really came
she's
to love.
Sweet.
She has scars. Everyone's like she's got burn marks all over her body. Ooh.
Ew. Blah, blah,
blah. And they don't treat it like it's a horrible deformity, but she herself is self-conscious of them.
Yeah, she wears like baggy, big coats all the time and just like covering herself the whole time.
She's seeing like a skincare professional to try and get the scars removed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's working. And Nancy's at home with her abusive parents constantly fighting and going at each other and not in the sexy way.
And the dad is disgusting and kind of abusive towards her in a not so good way.
Their home is like a trailer house. Full of leaks. There's bowls all over the place that were full of water in the day that it rained.
Yeah.
Shit home. And so we're establishing the witches here, and we're establishing that their lives suck.
They kind of do.
You have girl with poor parents. You have girl with medical condition. You have black. And then you have the one who got shit on by a dude for not fucking him. Which is all very like surface level shit. I had a very sour taste in my mouth the first act because of this. Because I felt like this is all like superstitious shit. This is like what a male writer thinks women would be upset about at first.
Well, okay, so
it gets deeper as the movie progresses.
For me, I could relate to Nancy's situation because I grew up in a really shitty parents who were abusive and
mostly
neglectful and constantly fighting.
I'm mostly referring to Sarah as the weak link here, and to a lesser degree, Bonnie. Even though I loved her character, I was just praising it.
Okay, but
the fact that it was like a beauty thing that became her like character's driving motivation.
Which one?
Bonnie.
Oh,
scars.
Yeah.
It felt like a. It felt like a body, like body beauty thing.
Yeah,
made her seem vain when she wasn't. You know,
she just wanted to feel pretty, and I guess I get that.
Yeah,
but like
I'm saying, like as it sets up, I had that sense of these all feel like very surface level things for these two characters. Nancy had like the clearest, best you want to have like a goth kid or like a kid that's kind of like a bitch in school. You give them a shitty parents, and suddenly they're sympathetic.
She's not even that much of a bitch. Like, people are rude to her, so she's rude back.
Yeah.
Because she's the goth kid.
Yeah, they all make fun of her for being the scary girl.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle. I mean, racism is just everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's believable.
It's believable. And
the way it manifests is very believable, because it starts subtly as just like general bullying,
mm-hmm.
and then divulges into blatant racism.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked how hers was shown to be, it's because the girl's racist, but there's like layers of what she does to Rochelle.
Yeah.
How it manifests.
Yeah.
And then Bonnie just kind of being like, she's not like the leader of the group. Like she doesn't seem that close to the other two. She just has a thing she wants. And that's her driving force, which gave, like, if you want to, like, step one of writing a character is to
give them a want.
Yeah. Give them a motivation, yeah. Something that they want to achieve or happen or to do.
God, who the fuck wrote my life? Because they didn't give me shit.
I know, right? I'm having the same issue for like,
what do I want?
Day.
Like
nachos, like,
7-layer dip.
There you go.
I got that.
You got dip.
I got that dip. What you want, bitch? I got that.
And then they start going into how Sarah is a powerful witch.
Apparently.
And it kind of starts off with like little things. Like they do the whole light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Mm-hmm.
Which was another thing I had an issue with, which was you're trying to establish that this is a real world where witches exist. And you're...
Well, like, the thing is, I'm going to defend this.
Defend away.
Why start off big?
Like not so okay, much. Not even start off big. I mean, like,
if I'm learning to skateboard, am I gonna do a fucking like? If am I gonna go right onto like right into like a half pipe?
No.
I'm gonna try to learn how to ollie first.
Yeah, and so they get the girl 3 feet in the air.
That's an ollie.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like when you're talking about witchcraft, the way that this movie is like setting it up to a lay person such as me, when you're seeing the way I would rank the power is influencing other people's minds would probably be one of the easier things to do. And especially one of the easiest things to show, because they could be like, oh, let's make the girl not pick on her for being black. And then suddenly she's just not being a huge bitch. And they can have that moment of, I think the spell is working. Maybe she just is in a good mood today. Have that bit of denial that the powers are working so that they keep playing with it instead of just jumping straight into making a bitch fly.
Yeah, I guess.
Because anytime there's a character or a hero developing and discovering superpowers, they always have the thing that's like, this is a thing I can do. Like for Spider-Man, we were talking about Tobey Maguire a second ago. He wakes up and his vision is blurry when he puts on his glasses because he doesn't need his glasses anymore. His vision has healed.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a very small thing. And it's like a whoa, is what I'm seeing real? Uh-huh. And then he looks in the mirror and he's fucking buff.
He goes poking, poking, titty.
Does a little titty flex. And
shut up!
I fucking saw that. That's impressive. You do have muscles under there.
I hate you.
So yes. See if you can queef on command too. Because you could do a.
I actually know someone who can queef on command. Well, new. She did it at a party.
It's a good party trick.
She actually climbed up on the fucking like the dining room table of the in the middle of the party. Like we scooted all the drinks and shit out of the way. She climbed up, dropped trow, and like laid there in front of everybody, and then just I'm like,
That story got worse as it went on, and I was really hoping it wouldn't.
We can cut that.
No, you're fine.
I don't even remember her name.
That's okay.
Like, I just remember seeing it and thinking, like, well, this is a party that I chose to come to.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I chose to be part of this now, and this is part of my life now. Like, this is a memory.
Yep. So the three girls welcome her into their coven, and they begin doing their spells. She decides to get revenge on Chris Hooker by making him fall in love with her.
Which is the dumbest fucking thing.
Dumbest.
To me, at least.
I 100% agree. It's what made it worse.
I was just like,
honestly, for me, is that.
She wanted to make him fall in love with her so she can, like, play him and, like, make him look like an idiot.
That really marks the stopping point of me being, like, why, of not enjoying things. Then, as we started exploring more of the characters' personal lives and seeing how they use their witch powers to get revenge, like on the racist girl who was calling Rachel's hair nappy.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Made her hair fall out.
Yeah, that was quite deserved.
Quite deserved. They had the abusive father who was a piece of shit.
Die of a heart attack.
Died of a fucking heart attack.
He deserved it.
And the mom got the $175,000 life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Their lives are going to get better.
I kind of wish that my mom would have updated her life insurance policy because I would have had $500,000.
Jeez.
Like, all of my siblings would have had that much.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. My mom didn't fucking update her life insurance with the tribe.
That sucks.
I know.
Enough dead parents for now.
Yeah, well, dead parents, they happen.
Yeah.
Your parents are going to die too someday.
Yep.
Are you going to be sad?
I'm going to be half sad.
Only because you're going to miss your mom, but not your dad?
My dad has said, I'm a jerk because I don't want you to miss me when I'm...
That's bullshit.
I know where I get it.
Oh my God, you are like your dad.
God damn it.
Do you want to hold my hand? No. You just realized something sad about yourself?
No, I'm good.
Don't hit me.
I tapped you with the back of a back scratcher, which at that point, is it a front scratcher? Anyway, and the big one being Bonnie using her the witch powers to make her scars go away. You can scratch whatever you want with a back scratcher. It's a fucking lie. So as they're doing all this, they're playing with their powers, which is like, this is where I started to really enjoy the movie in the second act, because they're experimenting with their powers. Sarah has figured out this thing about how to change her hair color. It looked kind of weird.
It looked fucking fake, like shitty wig fake.
Right. And they're like, we're gonna summon the phenomena.
Phenomena.
Do 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 do.
Phenomena.
Do 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 do.
Phenomena.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Phenomena.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
Phenomena. I'm gonna eventually just like smack you with something if you don't stop.
And so they're getting the book from the library lady, the witch library lady.
Witch lady? Which lady?
Which of the ladies are we talking about?
Which lady?
Which lady? Have you ever been to Witch? It's like a version of Jimmy John's, depending on how you
do
it. Or it's a better version of Jimmy John's.
I don't like Jimmy John's.
I like Witch's bread. Like, it's really good shit. And they have the best milkshakes, not too thick.
Never?
You want a milkshake that's the perfect consistency to drink straight away, because you don't want to sit there with a fucking rock hard milkshake.
I understand, and I get so fucking so mad.
So the two best milkshakes you can get, Witch and McDonald's, because McDonald's is the same way.
Yeah, you can
suck it right away.
I can't do the because my lip ring.
It's so okay. The witch library lady.
Witch lady.
Witch lady is telling them whatever you give is going to come back threefold.
So that means it's going to be worse.
Which
you're going to get worse.
Yeah. You, the person that, you know, you cast a spell on yourself to get rid of your scars, you're going to lose your skin, which would have been more horrifying.
That's delicious.
You
like
made
all the peel the skin off and then like put it in like boiling oil.
Yep.
Like pork rinds.
You made a white girl lose her hair. You're going to lose your hair.
Delicious.
And
make it look like fucking ramen noodles.
You made a guy fall in love with you.
You're going to make
fall in love with. No, he's going to rape you is what's going to happen.
That's horrible. It almost happened.
Because that's what happens almost immediately after that scene. He's calling her on the phone. He's like, you look like you need to talk to somebody. Which was fucking creepy. Because he's spying on her.
How do you know what I
look
like?
He's fucking spying on her. And when she gets out of the car, he just fucking climbs on top of her. And it's gross.
Mm-hmm. And she nut knees him.
Knees him in the nut?
Nut knee.
Nut.
Sounds like chutney.
Knee nut.
Knee. Ew.
Anywho. So she climbs away from him and just runs.
Clamors.
She's like running through the woods away from a deranged man. And I said, just men suck.
Men suck.
Men are the goddamn worst.
Men are the fucking worst.
Oh, they summon the phenomena.
Phenomena.
And the person that gets the powers from the phenomena is Nancy. She gets struck by goddamn lightning and walks on water.
She's probably the coolest.
In a movie that is like, everything is real. They're like, this is all real. They aren't being very creative with their vision, with their like their visual shit. So she's walking on water and it's like, okay.
Green-screened.
I guess this is just happening.
Yeah, that's okay.
When they could have been like a close-up shot of her peats on the water as she comes in from like a further distance. But nah, it's just like wide shot of her on the water.
Green screened
in. And it just looked bad. Like
peats.
They really should have been a little more creative. With
her peats.
With some, like not just her peats, but like the shots in general. I even said out loud, there are two creative shots in this movie. One of them, both of them are more or less just derivative of tropes. So like,
what was one of them? I know the one.
We're about to get to it.
Oh yeah.
Because,
okay.
Chris Hooker runs away from his escaped rape victim to a party. And so Nancy's like, I'm going to go have fun. She corners him in a room and is like, yo, fuck
Hi,
me.
Hi, big boy.
I'm going to fuck you.
I'm gonna get you in the butt.
And he is so horribly fixated on Sarah.
Sarah.
He's so horribly fixated on Sarah that he's like pushing her away. Mm-hmm. And then she just witches her hair and face to look like Sarah's.
It's called a glamour.
A glamour.
Glamour.
Glamour. Hardly knew her.
Ew.
And so he sees Sarah's face. He's like, okay, I'll do it. And he thinks he's boning down with Sarah.
He's drunk. He's like a drunken high. He's at a party, you know. Yeah. He done got himself fucked up.
He do. Mm-hmm. And then Sarah busts in the door.
And she goes, what the fuck, dude? Not really. And
like, it seems like she's yelling at him for cheating on her.
No.
But she's yelling at Nancy for abusing the power that she has, which is totally understandable. And it reads to the dude, like, this isn't what it looks like. I'm sorry. And he's trying to beg for her forgiveness. And Nancy gets all in his face with her fucking 2 feet shorter than him screaming at her.
Yeah,
at his face.
I love her.
Crazy camera angles of her screaming, just harsh cuts. And then we get the fucking Hitchcock zoom, which is when the camera lens zooms out while pushing the camera forward, which does an effect of your person stays the same and the room feels like it gets either bigger or smaller, depending on how you do the zoom.
Okay.
It's crazy shit. It's really unnerving and unsettling. And I just like, I just had to give him points for that. And then Chris falls out the fucking window onto a sidewalk.
And dies.
He gets a Chris blot.
Yes.
And
he deserved it. Wait, I'm not going to argue.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I'm not like upset that he died.
Nope.
Well, we shouldn't be upset.
He did a rapey thing as a result of the spell that Sarah put on him.
Sue.
I keep wanting to call her Sue or Susan.
Why Susan?
I don't know.
That's such a like Linda name.
At this point, I'm fucking invested. I really am. Because like, I really love this angle that they're going with it where she's been gifted the power and she doesn't deserve it. She's unworthy. She's unhinged. She cray. And when Sarah starts wanting to back out, the three girls are all like, nope, you ain't doing that.
Yeah.
They threaten her. They
follow her into a bathroom.
Yeah, they corner her in the bathroom and just are like, you know what happens with a witch when a witch betrays her coven?
We eat her.
Nom, 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 nom,
no,
nom.
They threatened to kill her, basically. But
yeah. And not just that. They were saying, like, to kill herself. Which is like a thing that happens in high school.
When people are bullied.
Yeah, they're told to kill themselves. And I feel like, yeah, it's realistic. But also I feel like you probably could have been a little bit more tactful with this approach. Because Sarah did
teenage girls.
You're right. But Sarah did have suicide attempts in her history. Like she had attempted suicide. She had scars, which I don't think we ever saw.
Yeah, no, they showed.
Oh, we did. We did see the scars once. And they talked about them. And so she's going home from school and she goes to someone's house and I can't remember who it is. She goes to the witch lady.
The witch lady.
To be like, I need help.
Yeah, she's like, they're everywhere. They're following me. They're fucking.
They're in the trees. They're everywhere and nowhere, man. So they're like, we're going to summon Menomina.
For you.
It's Manon.
Manon.
I keep saying, I just like Menomina.
The way they say it is like Manon.
Mana.
Yeah, but
Manon.
I don't. Mana. Mana.
It's like Manon.
Yeah, but yeah. But
I'm not
going to
pretend I know.
I'm not. The way they pronounce it is Manon.
And
the N is in the nose, yeah. Like French. Manon.
Manon. Manon.
Good enough.
Shirt. Witch lady has a fucking temple in the back room where they're going to summon the spirit or whatever, the entity, the one. Menomina, and she fucking chickens out because there's like explosions and shit.
They're just glamours of explosions.
They come across as really cheesy.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm not just saying extra cheesy because I see it on the Cheez-It box right there.
Extra cheesy.
Extra cheesy.
The cheese.
She goes home to find that her dad isn't there. And also somebody who is apparently her stepmom. And I said out loud, who the fuck is Julia?
Jenny.
Who the fuck is Jenny? Because there's like, where's dad? Where's Jenny? Who's Jenny? She hasn't played a part in this movie at all.
She's been there. She was there.
It was very, she was very unmemorable.
She was like there twice. You didn't really see her. She's hardly like.
Yeah.
She
was played by Janine Jackson.
I don't even know who that is. I have a cousin named Janine.
Yep.
That's all I have.
That's it. That's all you got. And so she's. we get another really awesome moment of when she's running through the empty house and there's a the window. There's like a silhouette.
Oh.
There's a silhouette of the window.
To the wall.
There's a silhouette of the bars over the
window.
And
to the wall.
The bars morph into snakes.
Snakes.
We get a nice callback to weird fucking snake dude.
Snakes.
As her house is now overrun snakes. With snakes and bugs and night crawlers, roaches and maggots coming out from the rats. Fucking toilet. And then fucking like Beetlejuice, Nancy just goes, gotcha. None of it was real. And yeah. then she goes downstairs where Nancy and the other two girls are. And they're like, kill yourself. See ya. It's like, whoa.
And they're all up. Like, they're floating and they're like,
I think that's
jumping the line. Rocky body.
I think that's why I really could not stand this last act is because the tones were so mixed. It's the night crawlers, the bugs, the snakes all rising. It was fucking horrifying. And Nancy comes in with such a goddamn chipper attitude. The fucking,
that was the point.
Yeah. Like she's crazy.
She's fucking bonkers. Lost.
That reads, but then we have the whip chain, like the whip crack of moods going from that to Nancy to the girls floating like the end of Matilda. And it's just,
yeah, the floating should not have
Beetlejuice.
End of Beetlejuice.
There we go.
The floating, yeah, that's fucking stupid. It was a really dumb decision. If they would have just like come in, like rushing in, like at her, like on the, like, ground, like walking and in like enchanting, that's creepier than floating like a fucking, like,
yeah.
People don't float.
No, they don't.
People don't float.
I sink.
I float actually in water. I fucking, like, I can't get myself to go underwater.
You know how like you were yelling at me for not remembering something? I had somebody doing that. Like, why aren't you floating? It's like, I don't know. I don't know why. I'm relaxed. I'm doing nothing. And my head is like nearly entirely submerged.
I don't there is just something. There's just something
wrong with me.
Very, like, you're not really human, are you?
I don't know.
I don't think you're human. That's okay, though.
Sounds about right.
You're a turtle.
I'm a turtle.
That's okay. Turtles have bad memories and they don't float. I don't think of turtle floats.
My armpits stink.
There's deodorant up there.
I put my head in my shirt and I was like,
wow.
I put my head in my shirt.
Are you doing the whip my hair back and forth?
Yes.
I was thinking, I put my head inside my shirt. Like, there's this old song. I don't think you know it. It goes, I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. So
is this your song as seven-layer dip?
Yeah, nah.
So yeah, I put my head in my shirt and my pits kind of stank.
That's okay.
That happens. It happens. They have their big moment of...
I'm sorry, that was funny.
Like, they tell her to kill herself in like a really like horrifying moment. And just slashes her wrists over her scars.
Mm-hmm.
It's really upsetting. And again, just a stark contrast. And I get it. Like, Nancy is crazy. But like, they're trying to paint a picture of this is all not real. The movie has been so grounded in reality. And now they're suddenly throwing this weird glamour shit around. Which they did introduce with like the hair and the changing the face and appearance and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they could have played with it so much more. And earlier on in the movie... Because it just feels like it's kind of out of nowhere.
Mm.
Nancy goes up, not Nancy, Sarah goes upstairs and she starts doing her I'm going to say a rhyme to stop this by summoning the phenomena. The window, like the windows fly open, the wind is howling, thunder is crashing. It's all pretty good. Picture of her mom starts morphing.
Yeah, it turns into a live photo.
It do a live. And so she's like,
the
make
mom's
them
got
see.
A big hat.
She's doing a rhyme about making them see times three. So when they pass a mirror, Bonnie has just burn scars all over her face. And
she looked like half Freddy Krueger.
Rochelle has no hair. Just like her hair has been falling out.
Yeah.
And so because they're ladies and care about how they look, they run away screaming.
Because girls are.
Yeah, which is not why girls. They do it. They did it because they're like, oh shit, we're going to get whatever happens times three back to us. We can't fucking kill a girl because what happens times three, you're going to get unalived three times. That's not good. But it does read as, oh no, I'm ugly. I'm going to run.
Yeah.
And then...
That's how I feel about myself sometimes. Wait, but I don't run. I go, oh no, I'm ugly. I'm going to run away from... that mirror.
You don't look at yourself and say, you don't look at yourself and say, God damn, they was cooking up something good today.
I look at myself and think, God damn, I look like a little beach ball. I bet if I weren't so heavy and I could tuck my arms in and legs in, people would play like volleyball with me.
And then they have their big showdown. I'm sorry, I just have no idea how to respond to that.
That's okay. That's your autism happening.
Nancy and Sarah have their big witch showdown, which I was sitting there saying to myself, don't just be a fucking glowy blast battle. There better not be fucking lasers.
Shing!
Avada Kedavra!
Oh my god! Did you see the fucking, the drag TikTok of, what's his, no nose?
Voldemort?
Yeah, fucking, I'll show
no,
you later.
I did not.
There's like a drag. There's a TikTok where there's like someone dressed in drag as Voldemort.
Yeah, they have their
but
big.
It's great.
They have their big witch duel, and it's more like a poltergeist shit, just like shit flying around with wind. Nancy just like fucking spider monkeys onto her with a knife. Like, I'll kill you, bitch.
That was like one of my early masturbatory materials.
Someone coming at you with a knife?
Nancy specifically.
Nancy coming at you with a knife.
And I'm in Catholic schoolgirl outfit. And she's just like, I'll kill you. And I'm like, oh,
and then the fucking
oh,
dresser
please.
Comes and squishes you.
Oh, no. I was just like, please kill me. Nancy, you could fucking slit my goddamn throat.
Like the whole time furniture is flying and Nancy
gets
out of the way when a big old dresser smashes the wall.
I think it's called an armoire.
An armoire.
Or
a buffet.
A buffet?
We have one. It's a buffet. It's like a dresser that sits in the dining room.
I didn't know that those could do that.
You put a dresser in the dining room if you want. You can put a bed in the kitchen if you can't. I don't give a shit. It's your house.
Wait a second. A bed in the kitchen? That means I could sleep and eat at the same time.
So when Nancy goes to check and she's getting stabby.
I understand.
When she pulls the dresser away, Sarah, her clothes are just flattened.
Yeah.
And there's no body there.
There's no boobs.
There's nobody there. Like,
there's
I
no
thought
boobs.
That was the dumbest fucking thing. And then she just morphs from the ground, from the floor and wall.
And then you see boobs.
And her boobs appear in her shirt. And she goes to stab her.
That's the first thing I fucking noticed when she came back. Like, when her body came back.
Just the boobs fill out.
Yeah, boobs.
Boobs.
I like boobs.
Boobs are nice.
You know what
I try not to bring it up constantly because it's creepy when I do it.
Can I just admit that, like, as a non-binary person, I actually don't hate my boobs because my boobs look like fat guy tits.
I don't mind. As a non-binary person, I do mind my boobs because my boobs are fat guy tits.
I'll trade you. You want my titties off of your titties?
If I had like titties,
listen.
Any who's it's.
Oh yeah.
Any who's it's.
I'm wearing shorts.
I see that.
Don't look at me.
I won't.
You're not allowed.
Nancy is defeated.
Ouch.
They're like, oh yeah, your parents didn't really die.
Yeah,
Sorry. Just
faked all that.
We just made you think your parents died so you would kill yourself.
Wow.
We good? Are we good? We cool?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Right?
Like, you did. Like, you were complacent. You were an accomplice to horrific things, even if they weren't real things. Your goal was not just for me to be dead, but me to do it to myself.
And to terrorize me into it.
You come in here fucking apologizing like we're friends?
Hey, sorry I killed your family.
Sorry. Sorry, made you see your parents' death and then like made fun of the fact that you have scars from attempted suicide so that you would do it again.
Sorry, I'm...
Just girly things, I guess.
Sorry, I made you think that your family was dead.
Aren't I such a bitch?
Oh, I'm such a bitch. That's so funny.
You know how I am when I have my mimosas? Like, this is my problem with fucking... This, like... It's so unbelievably stupid how quickly it's resolved.
Well, I like the ending for Nancy.
Oh, yeah. She's in a fucking... She's doing the ending to fucking Jim Carrey at the end of Batman.
Which Batman? Well, when Batman he was Returns.
The Riddler. Yeah, when he was the Riddler.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the fucking insane asylum going, I'm the Batman! So Nancy's tied to a fucking chair with scratches on her face, presumably from her,
fly.
From her nails.
No, the... She broke the window or something. There was some broken glass thing that happened on her.
I was imagining time had passed.
No, it was like literally the next fucking day practically.
Yeah. They do the classic overhead shot of the room. It's a good fucking shot. And the camera dips down and pans towards Nancy in like a single shot as the nurse comes
sassy.
In. You're coming in here with your sassy boots.
Hi, sweet baby.
And so Nancy's in fucking the nut house. The other two girls are afraid of Sarah, and Sarah's still a witch. And we have a happy ending.
Look at this little Pete.
And
did you hear her?
I did.
Hi, sweet baby.
And the best part of this movie has to be its soundtrack. It's got a fucking killer soundtrack.
It's got a good soundtrack.
Every single song. Like, remember SLC Punk when I said the soundtrack could have been more punk? And then the sequel... The music was like so good.
It was a good fucking that the sequel had great music in it.
And it punctuates the scenes. That's what the music did for
this
for
movie.
The craft.
The craft.
It's
macaroni and cheese.
It just punches up the scenes by being like, this is not just like, this isn't the tone we're going for. And that's why we chose the song. This is the tone and we're amplifying it with the song. And that's like the best thing the movie did was the music.
The music was really good. I can't wait to show you one of my other favorite movies that has amazing music in it.
Empire Records?
Yes, Empire Records.
Someday.
Record. I can't do it right now.
Records.
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 Record. I don't know, you can't do it.
On that topic,
I'm not
there,
doing it.
I love seeing Look people on TikTok baby. With like Scottish accents.
Oh, yeah.
Being fucking, like, and people in the comments are, like, being dicks, saying, like, there's no way that's your accent.
I love Scottish accents. They're fucking awesome. Especially, like, the just sloppy ones.
Oh, yeah, where they're, like,
you can't understand the word they're saying.
I can't think of any fucking words.
Yeah, no, like.
And I, like, they'll have, like, an I sound in the middle of a word. It's all fucking, anywho.
It's cute.
It is. A Scottish person could, like, convince me to murder my parents.
So can
Sassafras.
Sassy could do that.
Yeah. She'd just look at me, and I just hear the words, kill your parents. Kiss your dad. Kill your parents.
Kill your parents.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
She's doing it.
Shit. She's doing it.
I'll be right back.
I'll
be right back.
No.
There's something I must do. I'll be right back. I gotta do something.
Gotta go kill my parents. Gotta go start fires.
I really have to point out that she did look me dead in the eyes.
I know. I know. I saw it.
Yeah. So, Jack Attack.
What and huh?
How many Jack snacks do you give?
This was one of my favorite movies. I was an awkward, fucking, like, angry little fucking gothy kid. I grew up and I had like the goth phase and the like trying out witchcraft phase. Like, I swear all weirdo like AFAB people who has been a little weirdo and if they've gone through an alternative phase, they've also gone through a I'm gonna try out witchcraft phase. So yeah, I did that too. I don't believe in it. I'm an atheist.
So how many Jack snacks?
Oh, my bad. Like four, like three or four. Cause like, I still, it's nostalgic for me.
Yeah, I agree. I can see that it would, like, I feel like if I had seen it as a younger person, I would agree 100% with the nostalgia. I have to give it a 3 because the music and implication of it is so masterful. Like, not a lot of movies hit that. Like, fucking, what was the one? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just had fucking Spirit in the Sky. Good song. Didn't fit the scene.
I heard her.
Like, not one bit.
She goes, brr, brr. She's ready to go. Yeah. Like, I can see she doesn't want to do that anymore.
Oops, sorry.
Hi, my baby.
So, yeah, the implication of music is masterful. The first act and the first act of the movie is so average. Mm-hmm. It's your typical new girl in school with and the weirdos, boy drama. Yeah. First act is so average. Second act, it really picks up. Third act, something about it doesn't sit right with me.
It doesn't feel like it went the way it was kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it was aiming towards something and didn't go where it was aiming.
Yeah, it may be like they rewrote the script or that's the point, because they had plans. They had plans. You know, she was going to have the boy fall in love with him and manipulate him and then dump him in front of mm-hmm. everybody so he's devastated. Mm-hmm. And their plan doesn't go according to plan. That could have been intentional, but like they had things setting up that didn't pay off. Monster. Like the guy with the fucking snake saying, I had a dream about you and you were dead. That didn't really pay off very well. The snakes kind of paid off in the end. And like the girl with the racist girl losing her hair, she didn't really have a satisfying conclusion to that story. Like, not that the racist needed it, but I'm saying like that whole thing did have a first act, second act, third act structure where we see her being a bitch. We see her saying it's because she doesn't like a derogatory term. Mm-hmm. And then we see her getting her comeuppance, but we don't see a good conclusion to that. We just see Rachel having that contemplative moment of, this is going to come back to me, and then it doesn't.
Hold on, though. Okay, so do you recall in the party scene where they're walking through the party?
And she was wearing a wig.
And she goes, hi. Like, sorry, I was racist to you.
Yeah, we have
and
that.
And that was the only thing.
And then like the girl that just got her scars removed and then the $175,000, there's implications that these things are going to come back and bite them because they're using powers for personal gain and they don't get any kind of retribution for that. Like, yeah, Nancy ends up going fucking crazy and is in the nut house. But it's not because she was toying with the powers to begin with. It's because she got really manipulative and wanted revenge against Sarah. So it's almost as if the entire first and second act couldn't have mattered. Like, they could have been using their powers to make animals do songs for them. And Sarah says, I want out. And then Nancy flips out and says, I'm going to kill you for that. That's basically what they did. Like, The consequences of their actions didn't play out. Instead, Nancy going crazy took precedent over that. And we didn't see that's it. That's what's bothering me. That is it. I spent the last hour and a half, like before we recorded and everything, trying to figure out what it was about the conclusion to this movie that left me so unsatisfied. And that's it. 3 out of 5. Happy Jacktober, Jack.
Happy Jacktober.
Happy Jack.
Happy Jacks.
And next time on Let's Watch Something, more of the Jacktober shall commence.
More Jacktober.
Until next time, Jack, yes. Let's watch something.
Crackers.